Hi, everybody. We're going to continue with state machines today. We're in lecture 8. And just a few announcements before we get started. Homework 3 is out. It's on the website. It's on Sakai, actually. By website, I mean Sakai. I added an announcement. Everybody should have gotten an email about it. The deadline is October 18th, so 2 weeks from today. So you have some time to take a look at it. I'll again answer questions about it on Wednesday and next Monday and next week. You will not have to simplify Boolean expressions to get full credit. So I know that one of the steps in the truth table to formula is to simplify the expression. If you want to do it, that's great. If you don't, you don't have to. So don't worry about that. Everybody, you can work together again for your homework, but please, everybody, submit your own answers. I wanted to clarify that. And also, since binary addition and subtraction and complements are a little confusing, I put a reference on it, on binary arithmetic, and you can find it on Sakai under resources. And, you know, if you can't find it, just email me and ask me, hey, where can I find the binary arithmetic link, and I'll send you instructions. Also, I'm moving my office hours this week from Tuesday to Thursday. So if you can't make it and you are planning to come, let me know, and I'll work something out. At any point, you can, if my office hours don't work and you want to come to my office hours, you can email me, and we'll work something out. Between your schedule and my schedule, hopefully, we'll be able to figure something out. Okay, any questions? Any questions on homework 2? I know it was due 25 minutes ago, but, you know, if somebody's thinking to submit late, I can still answer questions. Or not. Okay, let's try a few clicker questions. So, this is has to do with logic. The question is, to eat apples, this is a rule for you in order to be able to eat apples. You need to be at least 2 years old, not wear braces, and either not be allergic to apples or have some medicine to prevent the allergies. If W is a Boolean variable that encodes whether or not you're 2 years or older, X is whether you wear braces or not. So X is true if you wear braces, false if you don't. Y is if you're allergic to apples or not, and Z if you have allergy medicine. How can you encode this rule? And the options are A, it's W and X and Y and Z. B, W and paren, not X, close paren, and paren, not Y, close paren, and Z. C, paren, W and not X, close paren, or open paren, not Y, and Z, close paren. D, W and not X, and paren, not Y or Z, close paren. And E, W and not X in parens, close paren, or open paren, Y and Z, close paren. Stop at 2. Stopping. Okay, great. Majority answer is the right answer again. Next question. For the circuit that you can see, which formula captures the behavior of the circuit? And options are A, light equals X and Y, B, light equals Y and Z, C, C, lie equals open paren y and z close paren or x. D, lie equals x or y. E, lie equals paren y and z close paren and open paren x or y close paren. And I'll start. Stop it. 1:45. Okay, good. That's pretty good. I don't understand how that 1% happens. Maybe one person. Okay. Next question. This is a little tricky. So, here's the question. How many relays do you need to make an if-then-else 5 gate? And here's what you know. The NOT gate needs one relay. The AND gate needs two relays. For OR, we don't need any relays. One if-then-else gate takes two ANDs, one OR and one NOT. One if-then-else 5 gate takes 5 if-then-else gates. Knowing those things, how many relays you need to make an if-then-else 5 gate? A, 5, B, 10, C, 15, D, 20, E, I'll be stopping at 2. Stopping.
Okay. Let's do this one.
So, we have this big SNS 5 feet that we want to know what we need to buy in order to make it. And what the problem tells us is that it's made out of 5 if-then-else gates. So inside here, there's an if-then-else, another if-then-else. Five of these. Okay? For each one of these, we need two ands, one not and one or. So we need ands, two ands, one or, and one not. Okay? And that's the same in each one of these. Let's see, how many relays do we need for one if-then-else gate? Well, we need two relays for each AND. So each AND has two relays. So I'm going to do two little sticks for each relay. I have two relays in here, and I have two relays in here. And also I need one relay for NOT. So this one needs one relay. The OR doesn't need any relays. How many relays do I need to build one if then else gate? Five, right? I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 relays for one of these. How many relays am I going to need for 5 of them? Yes.
Any questions? So what does this gate do? That's a question. You have X and Y as input, and Z as an output. X and Y go through an AND gate, and the output of the AND gate is the input of an OR gate, and the other input of the OR gate is Y goes through a NOT gate. I'm going to post this picture online, because it's too hard. So what is the truth table for the formula that implements this gate? And the options are A, Z is the columns, I'm going to read the columns Z, true, 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 false. B, Z is false, true, false, false. C, Z is false, false, true, true. And D, Z is false, 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 true.
Stopping at 3:30. Stopping. I think that was the right answer, a majority answer, but I will do it because it's a little, I think this is a little harder than the other one. So one option to do this is just to make the truth table for you. So for each combination of x and y values, let's see what z will be. All the combinations are false, 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 true, true, false, and true. So now, x and y here and see what happens to the values as they travel from left to right. So if x is false and y is false, these things are false. So what is the output of this gate? Well, we have false and false going through an AND gate. That's going to give us false. And then we have false going through a NOT gate. It's going to become true. False and true, so an AND gate, are going to be false. And so false or false will give us false. That's for x and y being false. Now, if x is false and y is true, you have to change some things. So we have false and true. So false and true going through an AND gate, this will be false. False, true going through a NOT gate becomes false. Then we have false and false becomes false. And so Z will be false or false again, which will give us false. If A becomes true, if Z becomes true, and y becomes false. We again have false here. We have true here. True and true becomes true. So what is z going to be in that case? True. And if y becomes true, we have this changes to false. True and false becomes false. Well, on this branch, though, true and true will be true. True and false again will be true. And that matches the 13. Now, another way to do this is to go the other way. And see, notice that what this table does, so I don't have to build this whole table. I can just say, okay, Z is actually an OR of two things. So it'd be something or something else. Okay? So what is the OR of? Well, one of the inputs is the output of an AND gate. And the AND gate has X on in Y. One input is X, one input is Y. So one of them is X and Y. And the other one is also an AND gate. It's an AND between X and not Y. Okay. So seeing this, two of the truth tables are eliminated, or we definitely know that it's either the third one or the fourth one from the formula truth table to formula. Notice that this is exactly the format of truth table to formula. It's an AND or some other hands. And so the truth table that matches this formula is the third one because if you look at it, you need, so it's X and Y, which is the last row, and then you have X and not Y, which is the second to last row. And Z is true for those values. Any questions? so last time we finished by talking about state machines, and we gave a few examples. We said that state machines are not just gates, not just like gates, in that their output only depends on the input and the wiring, but they also take the history of everything that happened in the past. So this is a gate. The gate that we learned about before performs some kind of logical Boolean formula that depends on the inputs of the gate and the logic inside the gate. And that's all that the output depends on. Now we're going to add the history of inputs. And that can be, for example, for the lock, for the combination lock, it only needs three steps before. I need to know what the numbers were entered in the past three states. For the retractable pen, I need the state that it was in before, and so on. But I definitely do need the state. And so the way we do this is that whatever happened before, the output was before, I will need that as an input. And we showed that with a retractable pen. You know, say the output was retracted, if I click it, it's going to expand it, and so on. So now I need this history of inputs. And so, you know, traffic lights are another example where whatever happens next depends on not only the time and not only, it also depends on what the state was before. If the light was green before, it's going to switch to red, and so on, going through yellow. And one example that we're going to focus on is Christmas lights, because with Christmas lights, they're very simple. They're very colorful, but they're very simple, and it's easy to make patterns, and it's easy to see when they're on and off, and we might want to make them look a certain way. And so let's say that we have these lights, and they can be blinking each second, or they can be on, or they can be off. And we're going to use a little software that unfortunately only works with Windows. So if you want to use it, you're going to have to go to a computer lab. But it's going to look like, the lights are going to look like this. And when you're going to see a light color, that means that the light is on. And when you see a light that is white, that means that the color is off. The light is off. But these are the colors that we're going to be seeing. And I'll show you the program in a second. Well, let's start with just a simple example. Let's just focus on one little light. What if we just want to make one light blink 1 second, be on for 1 second, and then be off for 1 second, and then be on for 1 second, and be off. So we need some way of, see how we're working with two values. We need some way of distinguishing between the two states of the light. If it was on before, I want it to be off, and if it was off before, I want it to be on. So we're going to call the new state new light. And old light will be a Boolean variable that represents the state that it was before. So if this second it's on, that's going to be the old light, and the new light is going to be whatever I want it to be next. And so how can we make this new light in terms of the old light? So this is what we want. We want to have this box, which is going to be our light, a circuit, basically. And you know, we can connect a light to it, a light bulb, a colorful light bulb. Our input will be the old light, whatever the light was before, and our output will be the new light. And what we want is this table. We want when the old light is false, we want the new light to be true, and when the old light is true, we want the new light to be false. How can we make this circuit? What's that? A NOT gate. Exactly, right? If we do a NOT gate and we introduce a little delay, 1 second delay, there are circuits that do that. We can just have that, and that's going to be our Christmas light, and that's going to be blinking for 1 second, be on for 1 second, and be off for 1 second. And I'm going to show you. This is a software, and it has actually three variables, A, B, C. And the blue ones are the new values of A, B, C. So A, B, and C go through the circuit, and they come out as new A, new B, and new C. And right now, they're all false. And we can play with A, B, C. So let's just do one of them. I'm going to say that A is not A. So old, new A is old, not old A. And I'm going to make this light. So these are our lights. The red light is going to be exactly what A is. So if A is true, then the red light would be on. And if A is false, then the red light would be off. And so if I can make them all A, and they're all going to blink that way. How can I make them blink? The odd lights blink 1 second, and the even lights be off. So kind of have them alternate. Have the odd lights and the even lights blink in kind of alternate. So when odd lights are on, off lights are, even lights are off, and when odd lights are off, even lights are on. How can we do that? What's okay to speak up? Not A, where? Which of the lights? Okay, I'm going to use not A for the odd ones. And that's going to make them blink the way I wanted them to blink. And now you can see how if you have this kind of circuit, you can actually make Christmas lights. This actually starting to look like, it could be. Any other ideas of what we can plug in there to make them, make some kind of pattern? Anybody feel creative? Okay. All right, so this is the software. I'm just showing you a picture. That is exactly what we did right now. But if you make this a variable, if you make this, instead of true, if you make it not A, then they're going to be blinking, and so on. And that is, you can set the lights, so you can set the variables, A and B and C, which are actually, changeable, and then you can set each light to be, it can be a function of multiple of these variables. And so this is the program for, I think this was the program where they all blink at the same time, and this is when they alternate. So this is kind of what a computer is. A computer is a big state machine. Of course, it has tons more inputs. It gets inputs from the keyboard. It gets input from the microphone. The internal logic is much more complex. But, usually what happens is that, there's a circuit, there's a processor, there's a ton of variables that are set to certain things, and then they all go through the circuit, and the circuit outputs values, and then the values get recycled, basically, and they go through the processor again. And that happens, billions of times a second. So this is how the computer, a very, very simple way of seeing it. And obviously, this is tons more simple than the way things work. But we're gonna increase the complexity, so we can kind of bridge this gap by just introducing a little complexity to the Christmas lights. So we're just gonna learn how to, if you want to make a pattern, how can you do that with ands and nots and ors and variables and lights? So let's say we have three lights, and the reason why the way we want to make the Christmas lights is we want the second light to be on. During the first second, we want the first and the third light to be off and the second light to be on. And then we want, on the second, we want the first and the third light to be on and the second light to be off. And so on. And we want that to repeat. How would we make this? And the way we make it is, we make this table. And we say, what are the values? What are the truth values of each of these variables during each second? So the first second, we have we look at the lights. We look at what do we want the pattern to do, and we just fill out this table. And so during the first second, what are the values for A and B and C? False, true, false, right? A is false, B is true, and C is false. Now, the new A, new B, and new C is what do we want the lights to do the next second? So during the second, what do we want the lights to look like? Go ahead.
True, false, true.
True, false, true. Right. And now we have we're filling out the second row of the table. We're just copying. What the new A, new B, and new C on the first second are going to become the old A, old B, and old C on the second. So we just basically copy the new A, new B, and new C. We copy it to become the old A, old B, old C. Because we connect the outputs to the inputs with a delay of 1 second. And so we copy that. And what do we want the lights to do on the third second? So what is new A, new B, and new C going to be on the second? False, true, false, right? Because those are the values on the third second. And then we just copy that to the third second, and so on, and then we get this table, okay? So now we fill out this table. We're in the process of telling the computer what to do, or the lights what to do. And so we want to find a formula, right, for new A, new B, and new C. We have a box. And we want to know, okay, what are the ands and nots and ors that we can put in this box and wire them together to make things work the way we want. So this kind of looks like a truth table to formula, right? So if you look at, we can find the expression for new A, the expression for new B, and for new C just from this formula, right? How do we do it? Does anybody want to try, for example, for new A, what would it be? Does that work? So I'm thinking of a truth table to formula kind of idea, right? We have a truth table and we want a formula so that we can build it out of a circuit. Go ahead. Okay, new A would be, So A, B, C, and we want new A. What is new A? We're going to ignore new B and new C for now. So we have false, true, false gives us false. True, false, true gives us true. False, true, false gives us true. Oh, I see. So it is true, false, sorry.
way to do it. If you look at, let's try mu a. What is there a more simple formula that you can find for mu a? What does it look like? And not a, that's true. And also not c, and also b. Okay, that's what I was thinking. So that's on my slides. But not a and not c work well too. The same way, B is either A or C, right? Let's say C. And mu C is going to be B, right? And so those are more simple than this whole, you know, you would have to write this for all of them. This is much simpler, and it requires less ands, nots, and ors, which is what we're looking for. And so this would be the program that we would write to make this work. So let's see if that works. So new B is C, and new C is B, and new A is B. Okay. And at this point, notice how they froze, right? And they froze because there's no blinking. So I'm going to introduce some blinking, and then once they start blinking, it works. Okay, so now they're blinking the way we wanted them to blink, right? So I can make these false. Okay, and this is what we wanted. We wanted the first and the third light to be on for 1 second and off for 1 second, and we wanted the second light to be on for 1 second and off for 1 second. Alternating with the other lights. Okay? So that's our little program. And now let's try another one. Let's try, if we want to give this impression of traveling lights, if we want, so we want the first light to be on and then off, then the second light we want to be on, then we want the third light to be on, the fourth light to be on, and so on. So we want to say, see this electricity traveling or something like that. How would we make that? So this is what we want. We want A to be on for 1 second, and so we want the first second, what we want it to happen on the first second is that A would be on and B and C would be off. On the second second, we want B to be on and A and C to be off. And on the third second, we want A and B to be off and C to be on. And then the fourth second, we want it to repeat that. So we're gonna make a truth table, right? We're gonna write the first second. What are the values on the first second for A, B, and C? So A is the first light, B is the second light, and C is the third light. So we want the first light to be on, so we want A to be on, we want B to be off, and C to be off. So on the first second, we want A to be true, B to be false, and C to be false. And then what do we want on the second second?
False, true, false.
Okay? So we copy that to the second second. What about the third second? False, false, true. What about the, what are the new A, new B, and new C on the third second? And the options are A, false, false, true, B, true, false, false, and C, false, true, false.
stop at 120. Okay, stopping. All right, good. Okay, so you're awake, good. All right, what about this one? What are the values for A, B, and C, old A, old B, and old C, on the fourth second? And A, false, false, true, B, true, false, false, C, false, true, false. Up at 1. Stopping. Okay, good. Okay, yeah. What was the answer to one before? Okay, let me... Okay. Let's do this. False, false, that's one. False, true.
false, false, true, that's three, and this one repeats here. So it's the same as the other one. So you have three different patterns, so the period is three. Okay? Does that make sense? Any other questions?
Okay, so that's our table. And now we want to come up with, okay, what is the circuit that we can make it out of? What is mu A in this case? Yeah. Mu A is C. Good. What about mu B? What is that? A. What about mu C? Exactly. And so
we have this box. We have A, B, and C going in. We have mu A, mu B, and mu C coming out. And the way it's wired is mu A is exactly C. Mu B is going to be A. And mu C is going to be B. And there's no need for ands, nots, and ors in this case. So that's a pretty simple way of wiring it.
And that's how you can make it in the software. Now, what if you kind of need a reset button? What if you did something and your lights go crazy and you want to bring them back to a certain pattern? Well, you can press a reset button. And the reset button is just another variable called x. And it's false if you don't want to reset anything. And it becomes true if you want to reset things. And so what this does, notice, whenever X is true, A, B, and C go to some kind of initial state that you know about and you like. So if X is true, then U, A, U, B, and U, C go to this true, false, false, no matter what. No matter where they were before, you're going to bring them to this initial state. And this can be the reset button on your computer, right? If your computer is stuck, or if you know, some people who don't know anything about computers, just press reset just to go back to that known, okay, the computer is restarting. It's this known state where all the variables are brought to some kind of initial state. It resets the memory, it restarts the operating system. And this is a very, very simple way to show reset. But if you only had three variables on your computer, you could just make a fourth variable, which would be a reset. And whenever that variable is true, you know, you can make a button that you press and it makes it true. You can go back to this known state of true, false, false, or whatever you choose. If you like true, true, true better, you can make that. So that's kind of what a very, 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 very simplified way of the way reset works in the computer. We can also make the traveling patterns that we just made, we can make it with just two lights. We get rid of C, and we just say we want the same exact pattern as before, but now we only have A and B. And so when the first second A is true and B is false, we want the second second A to be false and B to be true. Copy that. The third second, we want them both to be false. And we're copying that, and then the next second we want A to be true and B to be false again, and then we do that again. Okay, and so we only use two variables instead of three in this case. What is mu A in this case? Can you tell from the table? Yes, not A and not B. What about mu B? Somebody give the right answer. Yes. What about the dark red light? Right. We need something for that one too, right? What are we going to write for it as a function of A and B? So when is dark red light on? What are A and B? They're both false, right? So it's going to be not A and not B again, right? It's not A and not B is true only if both A and B are false. And the rest of the time, it's false.
When A is true, when either A or B are true, it's going to be false. So that's the Christmas light. You can enter that for making the traveling pattern. Now we're going to make a timer. So we're going to make a binary timer. And the way this timer works is it counts down from 3. It's going 3, 2, 1, 0, 3, 2, 1, 0, and so on. And for the numbers 0 through 3, we need 2 bits, right? 0 is going to be 0, 0 in binary. 1 is going to be 0, 1. 2 is 1, 0. And 3 is 1, 1. So we need 2 bits for that. Each bit will be 1 light. So the first bit is going to be represented by first light, and the second bit is going to be represented by the second light. And we're going to call those lights A and B. And here's how this is going to work. I made this table. The first second we want the timer to say 3. Okay. The second second we want the timer to say 2. The third second we want the timer to say 1. Then 0, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 0, and so on. So it's counting backwards. Oops. Now the binary value for 3 is 1, 1. Right? If you convert 3 to binary, that's the value that's going to be. And because that binary value is represented by the lights, the first bit is going to be light A, and it's going to be light A is going to be on because the first bit is 1. And the second light will be on 2 because the second bit is going to be 1, 2. Now, if we go to the next second, only the first light will be on. B will be off. And so because our binary value is 1, 0, 2 in binary is 1, 0, what's going to happen on the third second? Right, so on the third second, 1 is 0, 1. So it's going to make B to be on and A to be off. And then 0, 0, they're both going to be off. And then on the next second, we want them both on again because it's going back to 3. And on the sixth second, we want it to say 2. It's kind of like an odometer with 2 bits. So let's make this truth table. For each second, we know what we want A and B to be, and then we know what we want A and B to be on the next second. So what are A and B going to be on the third second? What are the values? And the options are A, false, false; B, false, true; C, true, false; D, true, true. I'll stop at 1. Stopping. Okay, good. All right, so what about that one? What are new A and new B going to be on the fourth second? And I think the options are the same. A, false, false; B, false, true; C, true, false; D, true, true. Stopping at 1 again. Stopping. Okay, good. Any questions? Okay, so nu A and nu B are, if you think of nu A and nu B on the fourth second, you have to think, okay, what do I want A and B to be on the fifth second, basically? Knowing what A and B are on the fifth second, you can determine the value for the nu A and the nu B on the fourth second. Okay. So that's the whole truth table, if you were to make it. That'll be your truth table, and now you can think about how you can make nu A and nu B in terms of A and B. So, what would nu B be? Not B. And what about mu A? It's not as obvious, but yeah. A and B and that's probably true. So notice how A is nu A is true whenever A and B are equal, and we have the equal gate. So that's what this was. That what you said? Okay. Yes. Not A and not B or A and B. Okay. So now we can build this timer, right? We can have. We have. Let's see. Do I have it? I don't. But we have. How do we build it? Have A and B. And then we have a nu A and a nu B. Which can go to, we said they're going to go to a light bulb. So we might have a light bulb here. Which can be A. And a light bulb. And whenever nu A is true, this light bulb will go on, this light will turn on, and whenever nu A is false, this light will turn off. And same for B. And now, we said that nu B is not B. So, there's a not gate here. And B goes to a not gate. And it gives us nu B. Now, nu A is a little more complicated. There's an OR gate here. And nu A is the output of that OR gate. What's going into the OR gate are an AND, and another AND, and one of the AND has two NOTs, and one of the NOTs, A goes to one of the NOTs, and B goes to the other one. Or we can just go through that. And then the not going to an AND. The output of this AND gate is going to be not A and not B. That's going to an OR gate. This AND takes A and B. And the output of this AND will be A and B. So the output of this OR gate will be A and B. Or not A and not B. So that's the new A. So if you wanted to build a timer, how many ands, nots, and ors would we need? So we need three nots, two ands, and one or. Okay? That's how we would build it if we needed to build it. So this is, a computer is roughly just a state machine with lots and lots and lots and lots of things. There's very complex logic, much more complex than, you know, any of this. They have a very fast cycle time. So instead of, remember how we had the gate and the output have a delay, and they go back to the input after 1 second? Each cycle is
basically billions of times a second that happens. They have a whole bunch of different inputs and devices, and they have, you know, sometimes they have stuff. They have devices that display the output, like the LCD, your monitor, or music, or you know, speakers, or whatever your output is. So now this takes us to programming. This takes us to programming. Is helping us bridge the gap between, okay, now we know how to make a state machine, but there's still a big gap between this and a real computer. And how can we bridge this gap? And one idea is that it's very hard when you've made a circuit to change it, right? We ideally, when we have a new problem, we have to build this whole new circuit. And we have to come up with, okay, how many ands and outs and ors. What if we could build something that we wouldn't have to change the wire? We would just have to change just our variables, maybe, or you know, not have to build it from scratch. Very few people build things from scratch, right? And so we would like to program. Programming means I don't have to change the hardware. I can just say change the software. I can just change the variables, and then the hardware knows what to do with those variables. And so, you know, programming, there's very different languages. We talked about this already. We talked about Scratch. We had a Scratch lab. We're going to have another one soon. You probably have seen that there in Scratch there are objects, there's a stage, and there's sprites. And each one can come with costumes, and you can write scripts which dictate their behavior. Costumes dictate what they look like, and you can have sounds and all kinds of things. Those are the menus that are available, and you guys played with those. Whoever was at the Scratch Lab, you can change the motions, you can change the way it looks, the sounds. You can make it draw stuff. You have all kinds of control over it. You saw how you can match blocks. So certain blocks match certain blocks, and you can't just match any two blocks. You have to be careful with that. And so you have all kinds of things like Boolean variables. Values are in a hexagon. You saw stuff like something is, touching the weeds, or if I'm at the edge. Those are Boolean values. You can have numerical values. You can have repeat five times, and you made the swimmer swim in squares five times. This is just the motion, all the menus. I'm just going to walk through them pretty quickly. One that we haven't played that much with is a control one, and we'll see today a little bit more about that. You have all kinds of sensing and numbers and variables. And just a little example to introduce something that's called a subroutine. I'm sure most of you have done this. You can just, if you want to draw something, you can just do the sprite, put the pen down, and then you drag it, move it 100 steps, however long you want to make the line, and then it can turn, and it can draw like that, right? You can control and it can draw. If you wanted to make a square, this is how you would make a square, right? You would put the pen down, you would make one side of the square, then turn 90 degrees, make the other side of the square, turn 90 degrees, make the other side of the square, all the four sides of the square. And if you run that script, it should draw a square. Now, you can do that. And let's say you wanted to make 100 squares. You would have to type up or, you know, build those blocks every single time you wanted to, you wanted to draw a square. Well, you can just define a square. You can kind of teach Scratch a new word. Okay, when I say square, this is what I mean. And when you define a word, you say when I receive, that's how you define it in the sprite. So when I receive basically says, hey, I'm going to tell you square at some point. When I say square, this is what I mean. I want you to put the pen down, move 100 steps, turn, move 100 steps, turn, move 100 steps, turn, four times. So this is like, that's what I mean by square. And you use when I receive. If you want to use a square, if you want to make the sprite draw a square, you have to say broadcast square and wait. It's almost like yelling square. I want a square now. And when you say when you broadcast square, the sprite is going to draw a little square.
But you have to make sure that you have defined the word. You have defined it before.
Okay. And if you want to make a window, for example, that would be very easy. If you hadn't defined the subroutine, if you hadn't defined the word before, it would be very long to write. But this way you can just say, okay, I'm going to define the word window now. And what I want you to do when I say window is broadcast a square, broadcast a square, and broadcast a square, and broadcast a square four times. And that's going to draw the window. And then when I want to draw a window, I just say broadcast window. And now it's seeing window, and it's knowing that window means actually four squares. Okay? We're going to do this in the lab in one of the homeworks too. Now, what if I want to make this square has the side is 100 steps, 100 pixels. What if I want to make something that has a variable side, right? I have to change it all the time. So you can define variables in Scratch. I don't know if we did this during the lab. I think we did. You can just define a variable, and this is in the orange menu. And you can call it size, and that's going to be your size. And you set the size to 50 or to 200 or to 100. And square size is just going to draw a square that it has that size. So notice that move 100 steps was replaced by move size steps. And now size has a value, and you just say set size to 100, and then broadcast window, and it's making automatically a window that has the size of the squares is 100. So you can set size to 100, you broadcast the window, then you set size to 50 and you broadcast window, and this is what it's going to do. It's going to make the big squares first, the size 100 squares, and it's going to make the 50, the squares that have the size 50. And that's what that's going to do. And you don't have to redefine a small square or a big square. You just say, I want this, this is the size that I want, and now just go ahead and draw the square. And actually, the square can also be made smaller. Instead of saying, move, turn, move, turn, move, turn four times, you can just say, repeat four times, move, and turn, right? And that's actually going to do the same, and it's smaller, and it's more easy to write. So this is the whole script looks like this. If you click the flag, you can say something, give a message, and then say, broadcast a square. And when you broadcast the square, it's going in here and saying, if I receive square, which it does, it repeats four times, it moves 100 steps, or it moves size steps, and then it's turning 90 degrees, and it's doing that four times, and that's going to make it draw a square. I think we're going to end here. Yeah, thanks for listening.